who is truly in control of all things. Perhaps you can identify with these feelings of helplessness and instability. You go to sleep imploring the Lord for help and wake up feeling unsettled, useless, and insecure. At the back of your mind may be the nagging question, can I really trust God through all of this? When things are going our way, trusting the Lord is easy. But when painful trials, unmet needs, or lost hopes assail us, the pain may cause us to ask, can I still trust God? We may be tempted to question why a truly caring Father would allow sorrow and difficulty to touch His children's lives. We may even doubt whether He is willing to do anything about our circumstances. But God assured His people, call upon Me in the day of trouble. I shall rescue you. Psalm 50, verse 15. Can we truly rely on Him to do that? Followers of Jesus Christ need to understand that He is not only able, but also willing to fulfill every single promise in Scripture. Even when we cannot understand why God would allow certain situations to occur, understanding His ways always leads to understanding that He will act in a manner that brings about eternal blessings for His children. It is what you believe that makes it possible to ask the right questions in the face of a tragedy or great needs in your life. So, whether you have picked up this book because of the turmoil in the world, the unwise actions of others, or because of profound personal trials, please be assured that you have come to the right place. You are not alone. Your life matters to God. He cares for you. And yes, you can still trust Him. Likewise, through the years, I have discovered three essential beliefs for maintaining my faith in God that I will share with you now. Even when you lack understanding about your circumstances, these beliefs can form a solid foundation for trusting Him. Therefore, I challenge you to take a long, hard look at what you believe about Him. Your ability to receive the blessings God has for you is determined by the degree to which these wise truths are embedded in your soul. Belief number one, God is perfect in His love. In other words, God always does what is best for us. If we really believe this, we will trust Him even in our most difficult trials. Satan, who works to undermine our trust, often takes advantage of adversity by calling the Father's motives into question. He whispers, "If the Lord really loved you, He would not have allowed this to happen." He wants us to associate the sting of spiritual discipline with a lack of divine caring. However, the exact opposite is true. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 tells us, "Those whom the Lord loves, He disciplines, and He scourges every son whom He receives." So, while natural thinking says peace and happiness are tokens of God's love, the Bible says difficulty and discipline are actually evidence of our membership in His family. The reason is clear. God cares for us so much that He will not allow us to stay as we are. Instead, He wants to transform us into the likeness of His Son. We can depend on God's love because of His character. It is His very nature to love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. The Bible says, "In Him there is no darkness at all." 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. In other words, He is absolutely holy, righteous, and perfect, and therefore could never mistreat one of His children. He will always do what is positive and caring in our lives. Calvary is positive proof of God's profound love for mankind. All of us were in dire need of forgiveness and rescue from the penalty of sin, but we could not save ourselves. Our debt could be satisfied only by the payment of a perfect life. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 1. The Heavenly Father made our salvation possible by sending His Son, Jesus, to die on the cross as our substitute, which is indisputable evidence of His sacrificial, infinite love for humanity. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. God's love is also revealed in the covenant expressing His intention to make us His children. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33. Once we trusted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we became members of God's family. Our perfect Heavenly